On May 17, 2019, at 12:35 p.m., the Pasadena Police Department received a phone call from an unidentified male reporting a suspicious person in a vehicle.
Yes, there's a guy in a black Lexus gangbanging on kids and UPS drivers on the corner of Glen and Howard. He's wearing all red, and I have a license plate number.
Give me 1 second. What is he doing exactly?
He's ganging, fuck this thing. He's like, this gang, that gang, and then fuck this gang, that gang. And then he threatened a UPS driver, and then he's yelling at some kids that were walking by.
Officers responded to the area and were unable to locate the vehicle or the person in question. At 6:10 p.m., the Pasadena Police Department received a phone call from an unidentified female reporting a man yelling gang slurs and acting suspicious.
911,
emergency.
Hi, I'd like to give a tip. There's a African-American male standing on the corner of Glen and Howard. He's yelling at cars, yelling gang slurs and acting suspicious.
What is he wearing? Color shirt, color pants?
He's wearing red, and it looks like he has like a black sweater, like a black, like his chest part is black, but the sleeves are red, and he has a black hat.
Okay, and what is he yelling? Can you say anything you can hear?
Something about blood.
By himself?
Yeah, he's by himself, but he's yelling. He's yelling at cars passing by, and he keeps pacing, and he's making people nervous because he's acting rowdy.
Two police officers in a marked black and white responded to the northwest corner of Howard Street and Glen Avenue and activated a body-worn camera while seated in their vehicle. The officers saw the subject in question and heard him yelling while on private property. One officer recognized the suspect from a prior call where he had fought with uniformed police officers. The officers then contacted a female who was in front of the location and disengaged from the call as the person in question was on private property and not violating any laws. At 6:27 p.m., the Pasadena Police Department received a return call from the unidentified female caller reporting that the male called on earlier was now armed with an AR-15 rifle.
911, what are you reporting?
Hi, I called earlier about a man on the corner of Glen Howard.
Okay. How long ago did you call?
30 minutes.
Okay.
The cops passed by and they left. Now the guy has a gun and he's still yelling and he's getting crazier by the minute. It looks like an automatic.
How big was it? Is he still in the area of Glen and Howard?
Yes.
What color is it? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here. Hold on. How big is it?
What kind of animal is it?
They're saying it's an AR-15.
Okay.
And he's still yelling.
And again, he's the male black, wearing a black sweater, red sleeves, red hat.
Yeah. They're saying that he was waving it in the air above his head, and now he's hiding it towards the side of the house. It looks like he's on something. And he's going crazy.
At 6:29 p.m., the Pasadena Police Dispatch Center made a general broadcast to all units of a man with a firearm at Glen Avenue and Howard Street, specifically an AR-15 that he was waving in the air while yelling. Officers believed it to be Daniel Warren, as they had a prior altercation with him in the past. One of the officers that responded to the 6:10 p.m. call advised the responding units that the subject in question was wearing a black vest but did not know if it was a ballistic vest. Another officer advised that Warren had prior gun history. Officers arrived on scene and walked to the location from Sunset Avenue and Howard Street. One officer saw the subject, who was later identified as Daniel Warren, as Warren was not holding anything but was wearing a tactical vest. Warren was yelling and eventually produced a firearm, pointing it at responding officers. An officer advised that Warren was pointing a gun and yelled 8 times for him to drop the gun. An officer-involved shooting occurred and Warren retreated between 2 houses.
Get your hands up! Gun! He's pointing something! He's pointing something! Gun! Gun!
You know, he's making a gesture. I don't think he has anything in his hand.
No, he's got a gun, he's got a gun, he's got a gun. I see it in his hand.
See it?
I see it. Drop the gun! 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 Shit, there's... Yep, yep, he's pointing it. Drop the gun!
Take him out!
Keep giving commands.
Drop the gun!
Give me commands.
We got shots fired.
Yeah, he ducked behind the...
2-7-4, shots fired, shots fired.
Yep.
He's firing, he's
shooting.
He's
shooting. 211, he's in the front yard. To the south side of the property.
He's on the south side over here.
I can see him right here, quick.
2-7-4, we got shots fired. Suspect is firing at us, and we have officers engaged as well.
Watch that side!
The containment of the scene moved into an isolation as officers attempted to get eyes on Warren by climbing fences across the streets from Warren's last known whereabouts. Officers located Warren seated in a chair between 2 houses and saw 2 firearms near him as he was bleeding. They gave Warren commands to surrender and show his hands. An emergency response team, or ERT, was identified and the police department's armored vehicle was summoned to the scene. The team leader of the ERT initiated a plan to utilize less lethal systems to cause Warren's surrender. Once the ERT was in place, the team leader deployed a light sound diversionary device where Warren was seated. There was no reaction as Warren was then struck with a 40mm foam baton impact round. Again, there was no reaction, so the ERT moved up to Warren and he was detained. Life-saving efforts were initiated, but Warren unfortunately died at the scene.
Here.
On the other side.
Okay, no, set to the right.
Five,